Good morning. It's September.
Holy cow.
The first.
This year's flying by. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's more of an experience thing, frankly.
Well, I keep saying I trace all the problems in 2020 back to halfway through the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. Everything was fine.
Just can't quite let go, can
you? I cannot let go. I'll say that next time.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what we got in a week and a half, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
If there's game time or not.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Joining us this morning is CPA Bill and vacationing fisherman Bill McCauley.
Oh, yeah. Well, I caught a fish or two.
Well, no, you're vacationing because you're not fishing.
I'm not fishing.
Yeah, so you were a professional fisherman.
Oh, yeah, right.
There for about 2 days, huh?
Yeah. I didn't go fishing. That was fun.
All righty, Winston, why do we say it?
Having trouble finding a.
Oh, just the next one.
Good one. Let's go with shindig. How did a party come to be called a shindig?
Legs dancing.
Smacking your shins against the. You're dancing and smacking your shins against the table? I don't know.
Yeah, tall people dancing in a short person's desk. I don't know.
If the party gets rough enough, the men begin to fight and dig each other in the shins with the toe of their boots. Shindig was first used in reference to this blow, then to the party itself, though only a rough one, and finally to any party at all.
Apparently they weren't using open-toed sandals.
Yeah. Well, you're not wearing your cowboy boots today, so I feel a little bigger.
I've gotten rid of them all.
Really?
Yeah, I think all of them are now gone. Wow. Your feet keep growing. Like I couldn't wear them. They were 14s,
and I'm under pressure. I think that's why my feet get bigger.
Well, then explain the ear syndrome.
Well, I don't know about the ears. All I know is that
ears and feet. Yeah,
it's a place that hair grows that it didn't used to.
And additional grooming tips will be provided later on in the show.
Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, boy. Speaking of insane and insanity, has there been any settling at all with some of the costs and the impacts of, I guess, initially at the state level, with some of the edicts that have come down? Obviously, that there's been huge economic impact, huge social impact. Track everything, write it all down, and let's see where we end up at the end of the road kind of thing?
This has been a uniquely challenging year to deal with change because there's so much of it, and it comes, it's like trying to get a sip out of a fire hose. You know, you just bend over and pick up the hose and get knocked over with the force of it.
The hose is in front of you.
Correct.
Good move.
Correct.
Most
people don't have hoses hanging from the wall. That's right there.
Yeah. I just want to be sure we
Sorry,
got
Sorry, Brian.
Step one, two, three on this one. Yeah. And we all breathe easier.
It's nice to know that you're not getting any more mature.
Yeah.
Over here,
yeah. No.
So anyway, it has been a challenge because everything changed. And so just when you think you've got your arms around it, then a new interim final rule comes out and the world changes again and we recalibrate and adapt. And so a lot of people are trying to, you know, we're all trying to wait, but, you know, waiting is dangerous too because you can fail to do something you should have done, but you didn't know you should have done it until they told you afterwards.
Yeah, and the window's closed and you're up to your alligators in the swamp. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you an example. The IRS wasn't opening all their mail, and they had mail backed up. The rumor was in the back of big trucks or trailers full of mail that hadn't been opened. Unfortunately, with the IRS, that people didn't recognize that in the service and turn off their notices. Because what was happening was people had sent checks, they're sitting in trucks somewhere that they haven't gotten around to, and the IRS is sending dunning notices out to people to say, hey, you haven't paid your taxes, you need to send it. So then taxpayers are panicked because, oh my gosh, I don't want to be owing the IRS anything. So some of them are canceling those checks and sending new checks. Then the IRS came out later and said, hey, don't do that. Ignore our notices while we try to figure out our problems. So the people who did the prudent, reasonable thing potentially could get a penalty because they went out and they stopped payment on their check and issued new checks, which is the normal, prudent thing that somebody who's very...
The recommended procedure.
Right.
Yeah.
And the IRS said, no, don't do that. You know, you might get a penalty for that. We'll penalize you if you send us a new check. But if you just let us give... Anyway, the problem, I understand it's a complicated world, but, you know, and I usually try not to be too hard on the IRS, but this is a colossal dropping of the ball. I mean, usually this is the kind of thing we expect of the Franchise Tax Board, sending out notices before they process the payments. But now we've got the IRS in that camp, and that creates a lot of stress and a lot of problems. And unfortunately, that's the kind of thing we're dealing with, is everybody is adapting. And in the IRS's defense, lots going on. You know, they had a lot of people furloughed or a lot of people at home, you know, that weren't working on site. So they did have challenges with it. Unfortunately,
well, it could have been recognition that
there's a recognition issue.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, I think what the IRS misses is kind of a forward facing, how does this look to our constituents type of a voice in the organization? I don't think they figure that out. They just do things and then they go later, oh, well, you should have known to ignore that.
Well, no personal risk.
Yeah.
Kinds
of things that, you know, we throw up our hands and go, I don't know how we're supposed to help people.
At the federal level, you had that issue. Yeah. Does it also occur at the state?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a regular thing with the state. Every year, the state sends out notices before they've really formally processed all the payments. It's that one we're used to. But the IRS is worse than normal right now.
Kind of like a 1-2 punch, so to speak.
Yeah, it's just a tough time.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Is that a new shirt also?
It's not.
Oh, okay. It's not.
But it's bright.
Doesn't look like it's a fisherman's shirt.
Yeah, it's
not.
Yeah. It's definitely not that.
Unless you're attracting bears. Then it might have worked.
I might attract bees. And
it's pretty bright. So looking at what the state has done. Yeah, with the various elements. If folks have...
Well, we're circling back to your initial question.
Yeah, trying to.
Nice.
Trying to. It's more of an egg-shaped thing. Looking at what's going on for those that were laid off or have been cut back and, you know, had some of those challenges. Is there relief? We heard something this morning that was indicating that you can't get thrown out of your shelter through the end of January, both sides. If you're a landlord, okay, now they're getting hammered. It's not that it's being forgiven, it's just being delayed. So now you got the double impact once it comes around the corner, and that's going to cause problems. It seems like there's a lot of triaging going on, and maybe what's being thrown on the fire, even though it's clear and liquid, may not be water.
Yeah, these are all challenging things to navigate. These waters, you know, these are unfamiliar. You know, these are very unfamiliar times, and we've gone through economic downturns. We've dealt with challenges before. This one presents different and unique challenges, and so we're seeing some proactive solutions that are put out. And I think depending on where you sit, you know, you may have more comfort or less comfort with those solutions. And from the standpoint that, yeah, if there are some additional, I guess we'll call them protections against eviction for people during this window, and those are going to
run. Good stuff.
Yeah, those, you know, we understand it, and I completely get the public policy benefits of all that, I think, you know. But if you're a landlord and you've got to make payments on your building, and your tenants aren't paying, that's shifting the problem from one place to another. So there's a balance.
There are probably less voters that are landowners than there are that are renters.
That is true. And so
saying January is a little specious and a little smelly to me.
Well, from the standpoint that who's more sympathetic, you know, just purely from an optic standpoint.
Oh, no,
you know,
question.
It's very easy to see. And so I'm, you know, I'm just trying to play it down the middle here. You know, I see both sides of it. I get the public policy, and I think, you know, this is not a time to be turning people out and having people unable to keep their homes. I mean, that would be a terrible result. And so I get it, but you're right, too, that it's a deferral, not a forgiveness. And so what happens when you get to whenever the window is, and what we're seeing is these prescriptions that are being put into place, they keep changing and things go further and further out. So it may be January. It could get pushed out again, depending on whether we get a vaccine or whether there's another wave and what, you know.
Regardless, I mean, let's just play it straight, right? Okay, I owe, let's say, $1,000 a month. 6 months, that's $6,000. Okay, now somehow I'm able to find that. Am I going to be spending anything other than catching up? Probably not. Now the economy stalls out, but it's after the election.
Yeah.
You know, so
I mean, everything has to be looked at through the filter of this is an election year.
Yeah.
And so.
And even at the state level,
and
that happens too.
Yeah. There's a lot of politicization going on with everything. And it's normal. This is what we normally see, except we don't normally have a pandemic in an election year.
Well, it's very transparent.
We normally see lots of weird things that go on and things that are going on for that purpose. Then take it into this environment, and it changes things once again and makes it more and more complicated. And, you know, so it's an interesting time, and it's a challenging time, and
I guess
when
really
you have deferrals, whether they're deferrals, and there are people who own buildings who've gone to their lenders and gotten deferrals on their loan payments, and that's fine, but those are, you know, then those payments are pushed out on the end. They may not be due in lump sum, you know, at the end of the deferral period, but those payments continue on, and people are going to pay interest on their loans when they're in deferral mode and whatnot. So, yeah, all these things have impacts, and the problem is trying to take those impacts and say, okay, what is, and really trying to measure them. I don't know. I mean,
or try to plan for it too. I mean, you know, we still have got the taxes due before this stuff comes to solution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what?
And you look at the states are all spending a lot of money. And the federal government's spending a lot of money. The federal government has the advantage of being able to print its money. You know, the states can't print money, but they're pretty good at borrowing money or playing stupid games to shift money from one fiscal year to another. And, you know, I can go on at length about
plenty of examples on that one.
There's lots of examples of things that are, you know, there's no economic substance, but they work for budgetary purposes.
It's a living, breathing document. Didn't you know that?
It is.
Yeah, I think it might be gasping, dying right now.
Well,
but
it's I don't envy anybody. I mean, you think about our local governments and our schools, and what a challenging time for people who are trying to make decisions.
Even what to buy for dinner tonight. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Baywood Golf and Country Club, and Murphy's Markets. Bill, looking at the distinction between the different programs, whether it's EIDL or PPP or pick some other letters and county this or maybe not that, and a lot of businesses spent money in doing adjustments. Even if it's just buying one of those outside tents, you know, for a restaurant, there were monies that were being expended. Are there going to be, and there's been some relief, but it's not 100%, or maybe it is and maybe it's not. It sounds like it's going to be a real nightmare, not only in tracking all the dollars, but then did you get any relief? What are the percentages off of that? This and that, and then trying to anticipate, because even though some have been on challenging times, others have been kicking butt and taking names.
And the funny thing is,
the planning part of all this has just got to be a nightmare.
Yeah, and you tack back, Brian, to March and April, when the PPP, as an example, came out in the EIDL program, and so you had all these SBA programs rolling out, and people were trying to figure out, should I apply for these, should I not? And basically the document for, as an example, PPP was, do you need this? Do the current uncertainties mean you need this? And for most businesses, the current uncertainties meant absolutely. For a lot of businesses, because there was just such uncertain times. Now, later, some of those businesses have thrived. Some have really, really suffered. And some are somewhere in the middle, or some were kind of where they were before. But, what we didn't get was wholesale for most of us, for like our business. We were able to continue to operate. We operated differently, but we were able to continue to operate and provide services to our clients, even though we didn't do it necessarily at the same pace. And some of the work that we normally would have done in late March and early April got pushed out, but we ended up doing a lot of that work. So you start looking at various businesses and you think, man, this all came about and people adapted and did the best they could. And now they're trying to figure out what do I need to take that next step with, in terms of making sure I can document what I've done. And really, when it comes to, for PPP borrowers, they're going to have to document payroll and occupancy costs to be able to seek forgiveness of a portion or all of the amount that was borrowed. So and then there's all these other programs, and I am not a payroll person. So when a client calls and asks payroll,
but you know one.
I happen to know some really good ones. And so a lot of times I'll answer the question and say, but I'm going to go talk to somebody who really knows, and I'll call you back if I'm wrong. And right now it feels like there's just so many more opportunities to be wrong, because the payroll issues are very complicated. And there's different programs, and if you did this and you can't do that, but if you did that, you could do this. And so everybody's trying to navigate those waters and understand what they can and can't do. They're trying to file payroll tax returns. We now have a new program starting today for deferral of payroll taxes, and we're still trying to understand how that works for employees to potentially defer their payroll taxes. And there's issues.
But again, that's a deferral.
It's a deferral.
Not a forgiveness.
And it's a deferral for the employee portion of the payroll tax. And so somewhere it's got to be paid back, and there's things that aren't clear. As an example, if it's the employee portion of the Social Security and Medicare, which in the aggregate is 7.65% for most wage earners, And if that goes on until the end of the year, and then that ends up having to be begun to be repaid, what happens if an employee leaves, you know, the 1st of December? Who's responsible for that uncollected, unpaid tax? Right now, depending on what you read, it might be the employer. So it's one of those things employers want to be careful about until they understand. And there's a question about, do as an employer, do I have to offer? Is it mandatory that I offer this or not? And again, a lack of clarity.
Well, and then on the flip side, if deferral becomes forgiveness, how many employers are going to feel as if they really missed the boat and were asleep at the switch if they don't do it?
Yeah, that's the
I
problem.
I mean, you know, it just is goofy.
It's woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. And we've seen it over and over and over again where we've run into situations in this environment where we've had to make these kinds of decisions in the face of very uncertain information.
And it's kind of like you hear the waterfall, but you can't see it and you can't smell it and you don't see the fog coming up, but you know that there's one around somewhere.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you realize it's not a waterfall, it's a cataract.
Yeah. Okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Time, 8:44. No, I didn't forget. I was looking at the clock. Just trying to read it.
Yeah, yeah. It's 8:44. Squint. What's the squint for, man? Those letters are 6 inches tall.
It's tough when you start out with glasses.
You know, some people's eyesight gets better with time.
It must have been a surgical event. Getting back to your cataract reference, huh? Yeah, that was cataract, not Cadillac, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So what kind of recommendations do you have for folks now? Just kind of keep listening to the news and suffering through it? I mean, is it worth even calling if you've got a financial advisor or a CPA or somebody that's your numbers person? Is it worth even thinking about right now because it is in such a turmoil?
Yeah, I think the key is it's good to be in contact with whoever your advisors are so that you can kind of have some regular feedback as to what is the things changing. And, you know, so it, particularly if you're, as an example with our firm, we have clients that we are assisting them actively with their payroll. Well, that's there's probably more contact about those payroll issues than somebody who's out there kind of been doing their own thing and really never involved us in their payroll. So, I would encourage people, regardless of what your situation is, to be in contact with your professional advisors and talk to them about what's going on and what should I know. If you call me, I'll probably pawn you off to someone else because I don't know. No, actually, I know a little. It's a little is dangerous.
You know who knows.
I do.
Yes.
I got good friends who know stuff. So the point
and many others that don't have a clue about anything, right?
On,
yeah, okay. Yeah, I just want to be included in the circle
that's
still.
That's a happy world.
Yeah. Can we go to Disneyland this week?
it's an interesting time again. I mean, I know I repeated that point. And I think sometimes we have to remind ourselves and the other thing I try to remind myself is, to be thankful for things and appreciative of things because it's really easy right now in this day and age to kind of get to start grinding on stuff. And so
think about what was and feel like somehow you're not whole.
Or you feel like, hey, this person's doing that and I don't like that they're doing that, and it starts getting me, it starts rankling me. For me, I need to step back and identify the things that I'm thankful for, and when I do that, and they say that's really, happy people are thankful people. So I think all of us probably could take
step back from the edge a little bit.
Step back from the edge and say, look, let's remember all the things we can appreciate and the people in our lives and the things and the
maybe some of the
those
basics.
Things in our lives that gives us that help us be grounded, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it'll be interesting because you know that there's going to be a whirlwind coming around the corner in a couple months. Whatever it is, whether it's planning stuff, whether it's some of the social activities that are going on, or the wanting to have social activities going on.
Yeah, and whatever happens in the political season is gonna you know, we're gonna naturally get kind of torqued with all that.
Well, I'm thinking the holidays. Beyond that, okay, Thanksgiving. Well, how does that play? How does Christmas play?
Yeah.
It's just going to be different. Yeah.
Yeah, all those things. I mean, you know, can we gather? Can we not? You know, and what's that going to do? And anyway, you know, and we're all making those decisions. You know, we all have to make those decisions within our family groups. You know, people being alone, trying to stay away from the virus, that may create other issues. And so there's a balance to be struck.
A risk assessment.
I would argue, and everybody has to make their own decisions. And you know, I think we need to respect each other for making decisions and do our best to be, you know, to not imperil anybody else by our decisions. And
go. You're not running for office now.
No, I am.
You've got that kind of experience.
Absolutely not running for anything. As a matter of fact, I've told people
limping along, perhaps.
I have stories that I've told. If I ever get tempted to run for anything, I have stories that I've told people. You start telling that story as soon as.
Oh, I see.
So yes, I've got insurance.
So then it is okay to say share.
Yeah.
And tell. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
Right on. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, anything special planned for this evening?
Gonna see my folks, and so. And I don't know.
That's as close as I'm going to get to that birthday reference.
I happen to share a birthday with my youngest son, so and he may be around or he may not. We're not sure. So,
depending.
He's up in Oregon, but he may come now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking it depends on the size of the cake.
Yeah. Yeah, that might not be the one that makes.
Still a Macaulay baby.
Yeah, it works for me.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, Brian.
All righty. See everybody tomorrow.